If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, charitable image overhaul ahead of Venetian. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are reportedly attempting to reshape Sanchez's public image from tabloid figure to charitable saint in view of their lavish wedding in Venice. The billionaire Amazon founder, 61, is orchestrating this transformation through high-profile donations leading up to their three-day celebration on June 24th to 26th. This isn't just a wedding, an insider told Rob Shooter, known as Shooter Scoop on Substack. It's an image overhaul. Wedding. The couple plans to tie the knot at iconic venues such as the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, hosting 200 guests including celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Kim Kardashian, Ivanka Trump, and Leonardo DiCaprio. Rather than party favors, they opted for charitable donations, giving 1 million euros to Carilla, which focuses on preserving Venice's lagoon, and contributing to UNESCO and local cultural organizations in honor of their celebrity guests. A Hollywood publicist remarked, "It's pure genius. Lauren gets to look generous and savvy, all while dressing in couture." This initiative comes amid protests from local and environmental groups. Activists from Greenpeace and Everyone Hates Elon displayed banners in St. Mark's Square criticizing the couple for their carbon footprint and the socioeconomic inequality exacerbated by such extravagant events. Officials weighed in defense of the wedding. Mayor Luigi Brugnaro and Regional Governor Luca Zaia highlighted the anticipated economic boost of 20 million euros to 30 million euros from the celebrations, asserting that only a minimal number of local resources would be impacted. Additionally, wedding planners Lanza and Bossana Limited have confirmed that 80% of wedding supplies are sourced from local artisans. However, protest leaders like Marta Sotiriva argue that hosting such an event signifies the commodification of Venice. "We are not protesting the wedding per se," she stated, "but a vision of Venice. As a city that people come and consume." Tommaso Cacciari of the No Space movement warned they are prepared to disrupt the wedding day if necessary. As the date approaches, tensions between the ostentatious display of wealth and local dissent highlight pressing questions about civic responsibility and the real impact of Bezos' philanthropic efforts. The question remains, can Bezos' charitable pivot withstand public scrutiny, or will protests overshadow their nuptials?
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.